Ever had that sinking feeling when you realize your dream job has become a nightmare because of one person? You're not alone. In today's workplace, jerks aren't just annoying. They're systematic predators who undermine your well-being, productivity, and career prospects. The typical responses we resort to, venting to colleagues, emotionally checking out, gossiping, direct confrontation, or running to management, often make things worse. Even well-meaning supervisors frequently freeze when faced with these situations, either because they depend on the problematic employee's skills, feel unprepared to handle interpersonal conflicts, or instinctively avoid confrontation. Workplace relationship problems don't stay neatly contained within office walls. They follow you home, affecting your mental health, family relationships, and quality of life. The truth is, even seasoned professionals with impressive credentials struggle with difficult colleagues. Career experience doesn't automatically translate to conflict management skills. More surprisingly, workplace jerks aren't simply bitter or incompetent employees. Many are highly skilled social strategists who deliberately weaponize their interpersonal talents for personal gain. The most effective protection isn't isolation, but developing a robust network of workplace relationships across departments and hierarchical levels. Kiss-up/kick-downers climb the corporate ladder by any means necessary. Their status acuity lets them instantly read social hierarchies, identifying who to impress and who to safely criticize. These manipulators quickly seize power in groups and connect with influential people. Their weakness is short-sightedness. Treating people as instruments based on current usefulness damages potential future alliances. When handling these climbers, first find a well-connected ally to verify if the problem is widespread. Create distance between yourself and the manipulator. When speaking with your boss, acknowledge the person's strengths before expressing concern about our work environment, emphasizing the team-wide impact. While companies protect against external theft, internal theft by idea vampires is more prevalent. Credit stealers begin with minor thefts to test boundaries before targeting bigger ideas. The most dangerous operate in intimate settings where attribution should be clear. Like deceptive scorpion flies, sophisticated credit stealers both overclaim and strategically underclaim credit, publicly praising others while stealing behind closed doors. Your best defense is developing your voice. When you speak, people should listen and attribute ideas to you afterward. This comes from becoming an advice tie that others seek for guidance. When confronting credit stealers, avoid accusations. Start by understanding their perspective and establishing a shared reality before working towards solutions. Bulldozers strategically make themselves essential before seizing control. They volunteer for unwanted tasks, create systems only they understand, then leverage this position to control decisions. They may be former leaders unable to step back, newcomers expecting their previous authority to transfer, or experts who believe their knowledge entitles them to control. When confronting bulldozers, focus on significant issues rather than daily matters. In meetings, establish your voice early instead of waiting to be called on. If interrupted, maintain your speaking position. Research shows that if an interrupter speaks for 10 seconds uninterrupted, they've claimed control. The Ringelmann effect, where individual effort decreases as team size grows, creates opportunities for free riders. Teams with high conscientiousness, cohesion, and collective rewards are most vulnerable. Conscientious members often compensate for free riders rather than confronting them, while cohesive teams struggle to track individual contributions. Silicon Valley's rest and vest culture exemplifies this problem, with companies paying high salaries to retain minimally contributing engineers. To prevent free riding, have teams document each member's responsibilities at project start, then periodically review completed work. Measuring individual performance increases accountability, though public rankings can be counterproductive. Micromanagers, the most common workplace jerks, disrupt productivity by obsessing over minutiae while neglecting strategic work. Many were promoted for technical skills rather than management ability, while others act from fear of losing status or appearing incompetent. Rather than confronting micromanagers directly, discuss big-picture goals. How does my work fit into the bigger picture? Micromanagers often suffer from transparency bias, assuming you know things you don't. After establishing context, clarify specific expectations about priorities. Neglectful bosses cause psychological damage through their absence and the resulting uncertainty. Research shows managers spend 71% of their time on tasks from their own bosses, leaving just 12 minutes per person daily for coaching and feedback with 10 direct reports. To address a neglectful boss, identify the cause of their behavior. Need nudging means subtly conveying, "I need more of your time," without declaring emergencies. Keep communications brief and request shorter meetings. When your boss lacks time or expertise, seek help elsewhere. Most bosses appreciate when employees find alternative guidance. Gaslighters create false realities that undermine their victims' mental state. Unlike everyday lying, gaslighting is large-scale deception designed to manipulate and control. They isolate victims either by making them feel special or by destroying their self-worth, and gradually escalate from small unethical requests to larger ones. When something feels wrong, document it immediately through pictures, notes, or recordings. Don't wait until your memory might be compromised. Rebuild your network gradually, starting with those closest to you. Find a well-connected social referent who understands workplace norms and can help address your situation. Direct confrontation with gaslighters typically backfires. Instead, shift from blind acceptance to healthy suspicion, backing away slowly rather than confronting. Unlike with other workplace jerks, avoidance is often the safest strategy. Even rocket scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory handle workplace conflicts by resolving them immediately and recognizing individual contributions during status reports. Person A identified the problem, Person B developed the fix, and Person C verified the fix. Every employee can help change workplace culture. Jerks thrive in isolation and secrecy, but by building networks of allies, documenting problematic behaviors, and addressing issues systematically rather than emotionally, we can create environments where jerks either reform or cannot continue their destructive patterns. Your workplace doesn't have to be a battlefield. With the right strategies and allies, you can transform toxic dynamics into productive collaborations that benefit everyone. The question isn't whether you'll encounter jerks, it's how effectively you'll handle them when you do. Preventing problematic workplace behavior starts with recognizing early warning signs. Teams should establish clear expectations at kickoff with regular accountability check-ins and rotate leadership roles to prevent power concentration. When building teams, consider both technical skills and interpersonal fit. Sometimes the best candidate might disrupt team dynamics. Individuals should develop strong professional networks across departments before problems arise. Document your contributions consistently and practice articulating ideas clearly. When joining new teams, observe existing power dynamics before fully engaging. Organizations need safe feedback channels without fear of retaliation and managers trained specifically on handling interpersonal conflicts. Note that workplace jerks often target your most valuable employees first as they threaten their dominance. The most effective approach combines individual vigilance with collective action. A single person confronting a workplace jerk remains vulnerable, but coordinated responses from multiple colleagues shift the dynamic dramatically. The goal isn't perfect harmony, but productive conflict, where ideas are vigorously challenged while people are treated with respect.